Memorial Day is right around the corner. I can practically smell the barbecue through my flag mask. And believe it or not, there's something heating up faster than backyard grills. The transfer pricing news. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-border solutions weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Why is the Dominican Republic amending its transfer pricing requirements? How is the ATO looking out for taxpayers? And what's in the European Commission's crosshairs this time? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Sun, sand, and new transfer pricing rules sounds like paradise in the Dominican Republic, if you're a tax professional. The Caribbean nation is changing up its transfer pricing regulations with Decree 256-21. The guidance applies to fiscal years beginning January 1st, 2021, and addresses comparability analysis provisions, the pertinent factors for delineation of related party transactions, and how to conduct a risk analysis. It also spells out the three-tier documentation requirements solidified by the country's membership in the inclusive framework on BEPS in October 2018. For taxpayers, it's time to up their SPF, that's scrutiny protection factor, or risk getting burned by the tax authority. Intangible transactions can be stickier than Vegemite, but thanks to the ATO, they don't have to be. The tax agency published a draft compliance guideline on intangible arrangements. The aim? To help taxpayers identify and eliminate risks associated with this highly scrutinized area of transfer pricing. The draft also clarifies how to back arrangements with evidentiary support in case of an audit. While the guidelines are technically in the consultation phase, it will help taxpayers feel like they're not lost in the woods. The government agency is taking comments until June 2021. The European Commission is at it again. The organization announced its latest ploy in the quest for tax transparency, a rule for multinationals to publicly disclose their effective corporate tax rate. Talk about putting it all out there. While the EU corporate tax rates range from 9 to 30%, the Commission isn't convinced that M&Es are squeaky clean in their application. The plan would also require multinationals to share shell company information, quote, to assess whether they have substantial presence and real economic activity, unquote. The Commission hopes to formally propose the rules later this year in conjunction with another transparent move, public country-by-country reporting. And would you look at that? You've conquered the transfer pricing news faster than you can say 3-day weekend. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show, Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. 3 days of family, friends, and barbecue sounds pretty idyllic given the year we've had. When you're back in the saddle next Tuesday and want a bite-sized transfer pricing pick-me-up, you know where to get it. We'll catch everyone next week.